Romanesque paintings of St. Thomas Becket. Maybe you thought it was only in the Pyrenean churches that there were Romanesque paintings. Well, as you can see, we have them here in Tarrasa as well. The ones you see here are Romanesque frescoes dating from the 12th century, more specifically from between 1180 and 1190. They depict the martyrdom of St. Thomas Becket. You don't know who he was? That's all right. I'll tell you about him. That's what I'm here for. Thomas Becket was an English clergyman who soon gained the friendship and confidence of King Henry II. So much so that he appointed him as Exchequer, his right-hand man. Despite their friendship, they clashed politically because Henry wanted to impose his power over the church, and Thomas, of course, disagreed with that. When Thomas was enthroned Archbishop of Canterbury, the conflict worsened and the positions of the king and the clergy continued to widen further. Thomas Becket made repeated accusations against Henry on account of his plans and attacks against the church, and Henry, for his part, attempted to have Thomas removed as Archbishop to free himself from him. Finally, on the 29th of December 1170, while Thomas was in the cathedral with a monk called Edward Grimm, four knights who were loyal to the king entered, injuring Edward and killing Thomas in cold blood. The murder caused outrage throughout all Europe, and just 3 years later, Pope Alexander III canonized Thomas Becket, and his cult extended throughout Europe, even reaching here. Can you imagine why? One of the clergymen living at the Priory of Santa Maria da Tarrasa was of English origin and was called Harvey. He probably knew about this episode and dedicated this chapel with the paintings to him. To the lower left, you can see Thomas with the bishop's crozier in his hand and how a group of men loyal to the king are rebuking him. The central part depicts his martyrdom as the knights cut his throat with a sword. The far right side depicts his body being interred while his soul ascends to heaven, accompanied by two angels. Can you see that? Above all this is a depiction of Christ, seated on a throne holding a crown in each hand, one of which he places on Thomas, to his left, the other on Edward, to his right. It's very fortunate that the paintings have been conserved, because they are the only Romanesque paintings to deal with this theme. They were discovered in 1917 when an altarpiece that was covering them was removed, and that is why they're in such good condition. Now, let's go to the next track, and I will tell you some more about the Romanesque period in this church.